Betty Ann Wheeler Pafford was born in Miami on December the 16th, 1931. Passed away on Tuesday, February the 20th, 2018 in Tallahassee. During the end of her journey, Betty was surrounded with love by her husband Jim, daughter Judy, son Jim, at Big Bend Hospice. Betty grew up in Miami, attended and graduated from Miami Jackson High School in 1950. You can tell by the pictures, her best friend introduced Betty to her big brother, who happened to be Jim Pafford, during a family gathering. Therefore, Jim became her sweetheart as they enjoyed the beautiful love story together for the past 66 years. It was so... I'm a crybaby. Help me, Holy Ghost. So precious to see them when they would come to church. They would always be holding hands, walking together. Such a testament. Well, they got married, and during Jim's service in the United States Army, and thank you, Jim, for your service at Folsom, Georgia, on October the 7th, 1951. And then they were relocated to Petersburg, Virginia, where Jim was stationed prior to being shipped overseas during the Korean conflict. Their life together was filled with joy, and it was obvious, and compassion and love. And during their marriage, they supported each other completely through good times, with only a few little difficult moments throughout the years. Betty's professional career as a working mom included 14 years working with the Dade County School System at Opa-locka Elementary School. There, she and her husband Jim opened a printing business as co-owners, and she was primarily the sales representative. Betty had also worked at Alderman Transport Company, and after relocating here in Tallahassee, she worked at the JCPenney department store, where she was awarded Salesperson of the Month many times. Anyone who met Betty immediately was drawn to her with her beautiful smile, outgoing personality, sense of humor, intelligence, and enthusiasm for life. She was dedicated to spending time with her husband, sweetheart, Jim. After retiring to Tallahassee in 1996, she deeply loved and enjoyed the company of her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren whenever possible. She is survived by her husband of 66 years, James Galen Pafford, her son James Roy Pafford, Pamela Elizabeth Pafford, daughter Judith Pafford Willis, Herbert Willis IV, grandchildren Jared Martin, Tabor, Jason James, Tabor, Deb Trusty, James Harold Pafford, Jessica Dennis Pafford, Amanda Elizabeth Pafford, Christopher William Gabe Pafford, great-grandchildren Mackenzie Pafford and James Pafford, Annabelle Pafford and William Pafford. You got quite a legacy, Brother Jim. She was also preceded in death by her mother, Betty Armanda Wheeler, her father, Thomas Wheeler, her brother, Thomas Wheeler, and her sister, Patsy Wheeler.